And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio. And opening up tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Shreveport Little Theater, the Shreveport Little Theater Players present Who's in Bed with the Butler, a comedy by Michael Parker, featuring the very complicated love life of a butler named Clifton. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Rick Stovall, Karen Rimmer, and director of this production, Michael Blake Powell. And they are here to tell us all about it. So thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's get into this. This is a farce. This is a comedy. And we have lovers. We have a butler who apparently has the life that everybody dreams of, and we have a billionaire, which I don't know that we ever really know him, but let's get into the plot of this play, so to speak. This is a farce, folks, so the plot kind of winds around a little bit. Rick, tell us a little bit about the plot here.
It's always about follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yes.
Watergate.
Yes, exactly. What goes where, who has what, when do we get it, and what happened?
All right. So what did happen?
Well, we want you to come and find out.
There you go. We have a billionaire, actually, who dies and leaves all of his money to his daughter, except certain portions. And she wants to know where those portions went to and who those people are. Can you tell us about some of the various characters? First of all, who is the butler?
The butler is Clifton, played by Josh Hires, and does just a really wonderful job. It's a hard character because you've got somebody who's, you know, who plays two different parts, basically, because he's Clifton, the professional butler, but he's also the lover to these three beautiful women as well. And so it's a very complex part, and he does a wonderful job.
So it sounds like when I retire, I need to become a butler. So,
absolutely.
There you go. All right. I'll get the money and the girls. So let's talk about Constance. Now, this is the billionaire's daughter, right?
Yes, and my wife.
Okay, and your wife.
And she's played by my wife.
You married his daughter. Yeah. You should be getting the money.
Yeah, right? He didn't like me.
Ready to retire. So so tell us about her. What is her role to the billionaire and the relationship and to the butler?
Well, she's very embarrassed by her father's shenanigans, you know, running around with these women that are younger than she is. And she's very mad that they're getting a portion of her inheritance, so she decides that she wants to go after it and find out, you know, where everything is.
And that's where the drama ensues. So let's get into the lovers. We've got three of them here: Josephine, Renee, and Marjorie. And Karen, you play Renee?
Yes.
Is that Renee?
Renee Lafleur.
Yes. Tell us about her. What is her character like?
Well, she's French, obviously, and she has decided that she's going to go after Clifton, and that's going to be her new man now that Mr. Olden has passed, and he's moved on with other women past when he had his affair with her. So she's going after Clifton now, and hilarity ensues.
So the butler is the hot item in this thing. So, okay, let's get into Renee or Josephine. Who is Josephine?
Josephine's a British sort of socialite who has her affair with the billionaire. But there's something that they just couldn't get with the billionaire that they could get with the butler, and so which made him appealing at the same time.
I'm not going to go into that right now. Let's talk about Marjorie.
Who's She's Marjorie? The California girl.
Oh, all so we got a Cali girl.
Yes, all hip and tuned into the internet. You're typical young millennial type, I guess, although she does a wonderful job, and it's amazing watching the three totally different characters, and yet the butler is with each of the three. Yes.
Yeah, so sounds like he has an interesting life. One of the things that ensues is that when Constance gets her inheritance, she finds out that part of the money is left to these three. A $22 million yacht went to Josephine. A $25 million art collection went to Renee. Good for you, Renee. And, I love art. And the priceless antique automobiles goes to Marjorie. But then they all disappear. What happens?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah. You're going to keep that down. So we've got a lot of spoiler alerts here, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so these grand items were all left to characters, but suddenly they disappeared and nobody knows where they went. So that's one of the whodunits in this whodunit kind of thing. Talk about the ensuing action. What happens as we go through this without giving necessarily a break of the spoilers?
Well, you've got the two different sort of plot lines. You have the butler who's trying to keep all of his the three, you know, lovers apart from each other, who's not the typical guy that would have, you know, relationships with three women ongoing at the same time. Then you have the daughter and the detective and the attorney that are all trying to find out what happened with all the possessions. And so you just have this different mix of things going on at the same time. And of course, both paths cross over. And that's, you know, really where the comedy comes from.
So tell us about the detective. He's sort of a bumbler, isn't he?
Oh, bumbler. Bumbling everything. Okay. And totally enjoying it. Yes.
So he makes a good living by being a fool?
Think Clouseau.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So,
with the profound use of the dictionary.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So the butler must be a Pink Panther then, you know.
close. Sort of a David Niven type character. Yes.
Ah, okay. Right out of Murder by Death.
Yes.
So, yeah. And that's kind of what we have here is a whodunit's whodunit within a whodunit and nobody did it kind of play. So if you could tell us, the butler is behind a lot of shenanigans. Can you fill us in on some of his shenanigans?
No.
Okay.
Short answer, no.
This is definitely one you're going to have to come out and see, folks, because they ain't going to give me anything here.
So. Keep trying. It's really fun.
There you go. Yeah. Well, tell us about the elderly deaf housekeeper. Does she really have a pet rat?
Yes, and it's the 10th member of our cast named Oscar, who's just a pet rat. And
Isn't it the 10th, 11th, and 12th?
Yes, yeah. We have to have multiple Oscars for different places of the stage.
So the rats are stage fright, or do they just kick it?
the rats just wouldn't cooperate, so we have to strategically place them in parts of the stage before the show starts. So, yeah, it required more than one.
Rats have a way of doing that, don't they?
Yeah.
So let's go into some of the comic elements of this. This is a wordplay play, right? I mean, there's lots of double entendres, lots of innuendo and insinuations, and the language in this play. Could you describe that for me if you had to put it in a literary context?
Well, continentally speaking, just between the two of us, liturgically, we're going to just move along with the rest of the forthcomings of the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. In other words, they're going to shovel some, and we're going to just sit here and take it. So
it's very fast-paced.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a lot of thinking, but you do have to do a lot of listening.
So yeah. This is one. If you don't catch a word, you might lose yourself in a scene.
Yes.
So pay attention. Close your eyes and keep your ears open for parts of this. So.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the set design. This is you've got a whole cast of people here for the set design. Can you tell us a little bit about what our set is going to look like and what people can expect?
Derek Shipov has done a wonderful job, and Alan Mathiason, the two of them, have been working extremely hard. There's just so much that goes into it, you know, because you can put a door up, but can you put a door up that has to be slammed on and ran into people's heads multiple occasions? So there's just a lot of work that goes into it. But you have a billionaire's house, so it has to look very opulent, you know, and it's a wine room. And so, I mean, they took those elements and gave us this beautiful, you know, Merlot colored walls, and just did really a fantastic job. And then you have Julie Edwards on lights, who, you know, it doesn't matter what color the walls are if they can't be seen, and she does a wonderful job. And everybody's been just easy to work with. And, you know, community theater, it really it's it it's more, you know, it's community in multiple different ways. Right. You know, it's by the community and it's for the community and everybody just working together. I mean, it's such a beautiful team spirit, and it's just such a joy to take part in.
And it also draws people from various diverse backgrounds across the community that might not cross paths otherwise, and brings them together, so creating a nice fabric of connectivity through the community.
Absolutely.
So in this play, we have a fairly, you know, robust cast. Could you go through each of the cast members and tell us who they are and what they're playing in this play?
When,
besides the two that we have here, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my beautiful wife first, who plays Constance, the daughter. And, you know, go ahead and throw that plug in.
And her name is?
Her name is Kelly Phelan Powell.
Okay.
And very talented and very beautiful, too, by the way.
Suck up.
Let's see.
He doesn't want the butler stealing his wife.
Yeah. I've already mentioned Josh playing the part of the butler. We have Victoria De La Lama playing Susie, an actress that he hires to play his wife in the show. And we have Barbara Leonard Holmes, who is so funny and just so just natural on stage. She plays the part of Agnes, the housekeeper, hard hearing
with housekeeper. The rat. Yeah, with the pet.
And
rat.
Then we have Brittany Gain, who plays Marjorie, you know, a very new face to Shreveport Theater, but I'm so glad to have her as a part of our family.
Mm-hmm. And how about is Ken Murphy and
Ken? Y'all almost let me forget Ken.
And Andra.
And Andra Nguyen. Oh, my gosh. And it was her birthday yesterday, and we didn't sing to her, so we have to sing to her tonight. Yeah. But Ken Murphy plays the part of the lawyer, just a, you know, true money seeker.
Right.
Andra plays the part of Josephine, the British socialite, and she's a real joy to work with.
And then Rick, of course, is the
who?
The detective. This guy over Rick. Here. Yeah. The one with the large vocabulary and low IQ.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. There you go. So let's get down to brass tacks and how do folks find tickets and what are the show times?
So you can go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com and order tickets online, or you can call the box office. The number's also listed online.
Yeah.
Or Blake will tell it to you because he's looking at it right now.
Yeah, 318-424-4439.
How about that? The internet is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Rick?
And at 7:30 tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. Sunday, a matinee at 2 o'clock.
And then next week, Friday and Saturday, 7:30, and Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
All right. So are there any final thoughts that you want to share with folks that will get them out to the theaters to come see this farce?
Support local talent.
Yes.
Too many of our friends, they will save money up. Oh, I'll go to Dallas or where, or New Orleans. There is so much talent in the Shreveport, Bossier City area.
That's true. Very true.
Please support the local talent.
Yeah, there's also something about just experiencing comedy in an intimate atmosphere and laughing with other people that you will never, like, you could watch this play on an iPad and you'll never pick up on some of the comedy that you do with other people. Right. And it is, talk about laughter being good for the soul. I mean, there's just nothing better than joining with the community to watch people from the community try to make fools of themselves and do a great job of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Karen?
Follow the innuendo.
Yeah, the money it always winds up in the right hands.
Okay. And does the butler actually do it?
You darn right he does.
Yeah, okay. So
several times.
Yeah, this is the butler I think I want to be. Well, Rick, Karen, and Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We'll never be invited back.
Oh, no, you will. We like this stuff, so we're definitely good with this. So thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was director Michael Blake Powell, along with cast members Karen Rimmer and Rick Stovall, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to discuss the Shreveport Little Theater's new production of Who's in Bed with the Butler, a comedy by Marco Parker featuring a very complicated love life of a butler named Clifton, who has a strange compassion for women. This production is going to take place tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., this Sunday at 2 p.m., and then next weekend, September 13th and 14th at 7:30 p.m., and next Sunday at 2 p.m., and all performances will take place at the Shreveport Little Theater, located at 812 Margaret Place. For information, you can go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com, and theater is spelled R-E on the end. That's ShreveportLittleTheater.com, or call 318-424-4439. That's 318-424-4439. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.